The time is 4:45. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. And joining me this afternoon is
Dr. Linda Smith from Hawkeye Community College.
And Dr. Linda Smith is here along with a group of Russian journalists as part of a project called Challenge Our Bias, Midwest Russian Alliance on Dialogue and Education, or simply COMRAD. Talk to me a little bit about how this project came together and why you're part of it.
We applied for a grant last August through the State Department. The intention was to improve relations with Russia on a person-to-person basis, not just at official governmental level. We got the grant, and we now have 10 of their students here, and we're going to be taking 11 there in May. So it's on its way.
And also joining me this afternoon is
Angelika Hasanova.
First of all, welcome. And tell me about your experience to this point.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you. Oh, I have lots of emotions because it's my first time in USA, and this is a great program, I think.
You know, sometimes before you go to another country, or even if you just plan a visit to another city, you think in your head, how will it be? You have it imagined in your head how it will be. So tell me about how you had it imagined in your head the United States would be, and when you got here, some of the things that maybe surprised you.
Oh, yes, we had a lot of different stereotypes about United States. Mostly we know about America from Hollywood films, you know, so that's why we think that American people are so closed, and lots of Russian people think that Americans always eat in McDonald's.
How many times have you eaten at McDonald's since you've been here?
Oh, we just at McDonald's one time when we were at airport in Chicago.
One last question. You know, 20 years ago, probably when you were a very young girl, this type of program was never possible. The relationship between the countries was not as open as it is now. So address that a little bit. Do you feel you feel privileged that you were able to do something like this?
Oh, yes, I'm very happy that we have such an opportunity because not just 20 years, but at least 10 years ago, we couldn't imagine that we can do that, and it's much more easy than we had expected. Yes, I feel so cool that I can do it, and this is our first experience of exchange with United States in our university.
And this is a quick turnaround, quick exchange. You, in fact, are part of that group that is going to be leaving and going to Russia in May.
Yes, and they've already got a lot of things lined up for us. Including a boat trip on the Volga River, which sounds rather exotic. Some concerts, a classic kind of concert, I think with ballet, a rock concert. And because our group is mixed, they've made arrangements to see some criminal justice sites. I don't remember exactly what it is. And we have a nurse in our program, and do a medical facility.
Well, thank you very much for spending time with me this afternoon and our listeners, and thank you for bringing the students by as well.
Thank you. My delight.
Thank you.